Hey everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
I'm Rob.
And I'm the voice you don't hear very often, also known as Scott.
That is true. We're currently watching...
That is true that he's Scott, or...
That's true that you don't hear him often, yeah.
I talk when I get interested. I'm much like a cat or a dog. Cat more than dog. Dogs get interested in everything.
And they bark a lot, too, so they're kind of loud. Except for your dog. I've met your dog. Your dog's kind
of
quiet.
My dog's scared of shit.
Like, actually scared of shit?
No, she stepped in her own shit once. She's cool with that.
Okay. Good with the shit, but scared of everything else.
Did she eat it?
No.
All right.
She shook off her foot like someone who was...
Stepped in shit.
Yeah, like she was confused and realized her mistake.
Mm. Oh, God, no, what have I done? Oh, God, I'm a dog, what have I done?
That came out of me.
I put two and two together right now.
We're currently watching The Joy of Painting by Bob Ross. So if we stop randomly in the middle of this episode to geek out about some kind of weird Bob Ross thing, sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry at all.
Did you need to say The Joy of Painting? Do people not know what the title of the show was?
Some people might not have.
Some people might not know who fucking Bob Ross is.
You never know.
If you don't know who Bob Ross is, the fuck.
Yeah, the fuck you doing?
Bob Ross will give you an idea of what Rob looks like, slightly.
Rob does not have anywhere near the afro, and Bob Ross does not
it's
have anywhere
the
near the whiteness of his beard, or the girth
the
of his
beard.
The
facial features match up. Like, he's got the forehead.
Do I look like Bob Ross? I'm not mad if I look like Bob Ross, but I also don't fucking think I look like Bob Ross.
I don't think... I'm not seeing it. That's all I'm saying.
I certainly don't have the hands of Bob Ross.
He does have that
delicate touch.
Yeah. He has some miracle hands.
Oh, boy.
He also has liver spots. You got liver spots? Like, he has a lot of liver spots. Holy shit.
I mean,
is that liver spots or freckles?
I don't know. I'm not fucking Bob's bottle or his freckles.
Plus, I don't even... Is he... He's not alive anymore.
I don't think he's alive.
No. Okay, good. All right. That's not good, but I'm saying...
Bob, if you're alive, sorry.
Yep.
Oops.
No, he's dead. His paintings sell for a lot.
True.
He's dead.
He's like a modern-day Picasso. Anyway... how you guys
doing?
Just
make a Doctor Who episode in 500 years about Bob Ross being a visionary painter who inspired people.
Yeah.
With like the 20th Doctor, who will also somehow be Matt Smith.
I hope that they reference this episode.
I hope they do.
Credit where credit is due. Maybe by then you'll have filled out the royalty pages and we'll get some royalties.
Stephen Moffat, we were the one who wrote that episode for you, gave you the idea.
Jesus. So anyway... I got a movie for you guys again.
Shit, girl.
Oh, movies.
Yes.
Is it The Accountant? Because I saw it this weekend and it was good.
No, that's the one with the Affleck, correct?
Yeah, the autistic Affleck.
The Affleck.
What else am I going to call him? Ben? I'm not on first name terms with him.
I can call him Ben. I know him, actually.
He's like the duck. He's the Affleck duck.
Okay.
Yeah. Affleck.
Yep. Okay.
I wish they did another, like, Team America World Police, and it was just, like, instead of
Matt Damon.
Yeah, instead of Matt Damon or with Matt Damon, it's Affleck, like Affleck, and he just walks around saying that he's like a beak.
There are just certain movies you shouldn't make sequels to. There's,
Yeah, you can't make a sequel to Team America World Police.
Ghostbusters, no. The original Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2 is kind of shit. Let's see, Team America. I'm gonna say Super Troopers. I'm worried about Super Troopers 2.
I'm not at all. I mean, they did it, so I'm cool with it.
If you go into that movie expecting anything other than what it is, you did it wrong.
No, it's going to be great. I expect Beer Fest and Super Troopers combined together.
So you expect Weed Fest.
I expect pandering.
Pandering.
I expect a lot of panderings to me.
I really want another Michael Clark Duncan in there just shouting at me about salmon.
Well, he's dead, so.
I know that.
It's one of the
I know that
things.
Michael Clark Duncan is
Michael
dead.
Michael Clark Duncan. It's great.
That was an image of me on the television screen.
Wasn't it?
Yes. It was.
I'm so glad I didn't see it because I'm worried what it was.
I mean, it was me, video of me talking.
Okay.
Video.
A video, that's what it was.
Your movie.
The Shining.
Tell me your stories.
The Shining's a movie about a hotel.
Is it about the hotel?
The Overlook?
Yeah. Got it.
I forgot if it was Overlook or Overwatch because Overwatch is the next thing on my list and it's like, oh, no, I don't remember.
I'm confused.
It was a hotel. It's in the middle of nowhere. Isn't it the hotel by like, Brenton Woods or like something?
No.
No, it's in New York.
No.
The actual hotel, no. I believe, Colorado. From that is in Maine?
No, I think it's actually in Colorado.
Oh yeah, it's in Colorado, but it's supposed to take place in Maine, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think it's still Colorado because like, there's no way they could have like, especially that opening scene, they could have convinced me that you were in fucking Maine.
All right. So maybe I'm wrong on this, but okay.
It's Colorado.
So anyway, Jack Nicholson plays Jack.
It's my favorite movie. Jack who?
Jack Torrance.
That's right.
But it made it easy because they could just keep calling him Jack and they didn't have to stop.
Yeah, it's because he gets confused.
I'm sure it is. Jack Nicholson, you confused old man. That's why you were in anger management.
Ayo.
That's why?
Yep, that's why. So Jack is a writer and he needs to get some monies, so he decides to be the kind of
caretaker.
Yeah, the caretaker of the Overlook Hotel for the winter season. Nope. He's the caretaker.
I never really paid attention to that movie, apparently.
Wow. Then let me explain
you're
a thing.
You're the worst person.
Let me explain you
that
a thing.
That makes me the worst person? I've done horrible things
so
in my life.
So many things. This just another fucking pebble in the box.
So anyway.
Another pebble in the shoe.
So anyway, Jack has a wife who I'm just going to call.
Wendy.
Who I'm just going to call, for lack of a remembering term until Rob just said it, Olive Oil.
Olive Oil. Yeah, no, it's the same thing.
Shelly.
Same
I thought her actress
thing.
Name was
yes,
Shelly.
Yes, her name is Shelly Duvall, but I'm going to call her Olive Oil.
I know some things about The Shining. I don't know everything.
So, Olive and Jack have a son whose name is Danny.
Oh, God, Danny.
Like the quiz man? The quiz man says I'm right. All right, good.
You got it.
So, Danny is a troubled child. he's a sad boy because he's got The Shining in him, but you find out about that later. Basically, all you know about him right now at the very beginning of the movie is that he's kind of an odd duckling. He's got a little finger friend.
He's a creepy little fuck, Connor.
Yep.
And it doesn't get any better.
What's a horror movie without a creepy child?
A little finger friend. What's his little finger friend's name? I'm forgetting.
Tony.
Okay, Tony. So anyway, Danny and Tony spook the... Danny and Tony spook the whatever lady who came over to kind of look at Danny.
Yeah.
Psychiatrist?
I think
crazy
like a
consultant.
I'm pretty sure it was like a child protective services kind of
okay.
thing.
Maybe CPS. I think that's why I didn't know exactly.
Cause there were some
was.
Questions about, you know, Jackie boy being a little beady.
Yeah. Cause he may have, he likes to drink or he
yeah,
likes
to drinker.
Drink.
He liked
drinker. To drink. He's been sober. That's a key point. Remember that.
Yeah.
But,
that. It's very important.
But all right. The beginning scene in this movie has one of my favorite things in it, which is Shelley Duvall's cigarette, Olive's cigarette, which the fucking ash just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that cigarette does not fall. And the whole time you're just like, nope,
fall,
I want you to fall. I'm gonna catch it because it's gonna fall over you and it's gonna suck.
Infinity cigarette is what you're telling me.
Yeah,
Infinity
yeah.
cigarette.
Like she didn't touch it for a while and just sat there and
like when Herschel had
motionless.
The shotgun in Walking Dead season 3, and he just kept having shotgun ammo.
Again, I haven't seen The Walking Dead up to that point, so I have no idea.
He doesn't like zombies. It's weird. I don't understand. Like, it's not
They're played out. There's no zombies in The Shining, so.
Aren't there?
I'm afraid
not
I know ghosts.
Really? So, anyway.
We'll get to that.
Anyway, Jack and his family go up to the house, the hotel, the place, and they bring a lot of stuff with them because they're going to be up there for a while. So, they get up there and they get kind of a little tour and, what's his name? His real name?
Clarence?
Well, you know his name.
Jazzman? No. Scatman. Scatman Crothers.
Scatman Crothers, baby.
Scatman Crothers.
Scooby-Doo-Wop-Wop?
Yeah. Is the head chef?
Yeah, he's the head chef also.
Chef.
Yeah, head chef, yeah.
Or, chef. Yeah, chef. The chef.
The chef.
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 So, Scatman Crothers takes Danny around for some ice cream and tells him he's got The Shining and that the place is special.
His mama shined.
Yep. And tells him not to go into this room.
You don't go into 237.
237. Okay, I didn't remember the room. That's the name,
that's
the title of the documentary, I think, about the making of The Shining. Mm-hmm. I believe it is still on Netflix. If it isn't,
I haven't seen it.
Fuck,
so
I missed it.
Here I am.
So things start and everything's a-okay. Things are kind of normal. Jack's writing and things are good and Danny's riding his bike along and it's really fucking annoying.
It's not just a bike. It's a fucking big wheel.
Yeah, it's a big wheel tricycle.
Oh, big wheels are great.
It's a big wheel tricycle. He's just cruising through the halls, man.
Is it red?
Fuck.
I feel like it was red.
Yeah.
I remember some aspects. I don't 90% remember.
It was red.
90% pretty sure it was red.
Yeah. But he's just fucking cruising through the halls. Doesn't give a fuck. And personally, really loud and annoying. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, the sound design for a particular scene where he goes from carpet to wood to carpet to wood to carpet to wood to carpet to wood, it's really good, but fucking Christ, yeah, it's annoying.
It is really annoying. It's bad.
Ugh.
So he's biking through the halls and things. Things are cool, and it's got this really, really familiar pattern on the pillows.
An incredibly familiar pattern in that there's, yeah, pillows in my apartment
pillows
right now.
Pillows in your apartment that have that pattern.
That have
on
that
them.
Pattern, and I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that.
He didn't realize it. It's his favorite it's movie, really, and I sat, looked at it, and I was creepy. Like, I know what pattern that is. So.
I don't know where the pillows
there's
are.
There's a big maze in the center, and Olive and Danny go to through that.
It's go good. To through that?
Go to through that.
Would you call it a maze of hedges?
Yes.
It is a hedge
big
maze.
Big-ass hedge maze, yes.
Okay.
Which, so, in the book, it's something else that didn't make any sense to me, and so I was more happy it was a hedge maze.
Hedge maze, yeah.
Hedge maze.
So Olive seems to be doing all the work, and Jack doesn't seem to be
Olive.
Doing much of anything. Jack's kind of just throwing a ball at a wall.
Jack's losing his fucking mind.
He looks like he's losing his mind a lot.
Getting a little bit of that cabin fever.
Yeah. So as Danny's cruising through the halls, he sees some girls and they want to play with him forever. And he.
That's a great way to describe it.
And
they want to play with him
to an entirely
forever.
Movie.
And
what should be noted is that when Jack was taking the job, he was told of a story of a family that had lived there once, and the father had fucking murdered everybody.
Yeah, with an axe.
And then
with
he thought it was a good idea.
And then he was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. I like money. Yeah.
I like doing this. I need to write things."
Well, to be fair, everyone loves money. No one wants to just like. Work.
I tolerate money.
I believe it was the infamous clang of the Wu-Tang that said, "Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar, bill, yo."
Wu-Tang Clan ain't none to fuck with.
No,
no,
it's
those
not.
Guys
but
are
that's
really,
a
really
song.
Smart.
That's a different song. I appreciate that.
No problem. Right.
So wait, last week we talked about the guy at Fordham who was on the Chappelle Show. Does he teach a class on Wu-Tang? And
no.
Really like a class on Wu-Tang and like the philosophy of Wu-Tang, like 22 Chambers.
So the little girls want to play forever.
Yeah, they want to play forever. And Danny's like spooked, so he runs away.
He's like, no!
No, thanks. So later on, he's not cruising on the big wheels anymore. He's chilling, and playing with his like toy cars, I want to say.
Yeah, like trucks like and shit. Trucking it up.
And there's a room 237 and he's kind of like walking over to it. And the whole time you're like, nah, dude, that's the room he told you not to go into.
Don't fucking go in there, bro.
And he walks over to it anyway and opens the door.
He tries it like a little bitch. It's locked.
And then you hear Olive shouting, spooked out. And, it turns out that he got like,
grabbed?
Hit grabbed or like, yeah, something.
He got shined.
Is he bleeding?
No, he just got grabbed real good.
Yeah, he just got grabbed real good, yeah. And he's kind of like dazed out because, you know, he's a weird old boy.
Yeah, he shined a bit.
He's a shy boy.
Yeah.
Shining boy.
There's a little bit of confusion whether Jack had the shine a bit too, just as a fun fact.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
It's a fun little bit.
We'll get to that. So Jack goes upstairs into this, into the room, and he sees the bathroom door of the room is open.
The door is open.
And there's like some steam coming out. So he's like, all right, whatever. So he walks over to it and he goes inside and there's this beautiful woman. He starts making out with this beautiful woman. And then she turns into like a dead, like grossed out.
You almost said zombie.
I almost said zombie.
Almost said zombie.
Yeah. Like zombed out bitch. No.
No, it's
she's
real
like
gross.
Decrepit and falling apart.
It's like wet old lady.
Yeah. Wet.
Real long time wet old lady.
Real wet time wet old lady. Like, did she die
great.
In there and they forgot about her?
You're like damn, no, some nice. Oh, shit.
It's a deal.
See old lady butt?
Yeah, old lady butt. So he's kind of spooked out and he goes into the empty bar and starts talking to the barkeep.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a name from what I remember.
He's called Smithers.
He does have a name. It's pretty
not
sure it's
Simpsons.
Not Smithers.
That's the
I'm pretty sure it's not Smithers.
I just remember the Trials of Horror where it's Smithers there.
Oh, he does have a name. Oh, it's going to piss me off. Continue though. Bartender.
Yeah, barkeep. Barman. Yeah, so barman tells Jack Nicholson that he's got to, you know.
Bob Ross finished another painting.
He just finished another painting, and he signs his signature so well. Yeah, you heard me say the words.
I did.
He did. So he starts talking to the barman. The barman's like, hey, maybe if your wife and your kid are fucking around, why don't you just, like, shut them up? Because this one time this guy did that and Jack's like, no, but he killed his people. And he's like, no, he told them a lesson.
It's a really great name. I found the name of the bartender real quick.
What's the barkeep's name?
Lloyd.
Lloyd the barkeep.
Lloyd's a great name.
Lloyd is a great name. I'm fine with it being Lloyd.
Yep, that doesn't make me mad at all.
So Lloyd and Jack are now BFFs. And
BFFs.
Next thing you know,
ghost and human BFFs.
Next thing you know, there's a big storm and Olive goes on the radio and she's like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, hey, it's going okay. And she's like, cool. Well,
hey, we're on the top of a mountain in the middle of fucking Colorado.
Yeah. Like, is a storm,
snow?
Is a storm bad? Yeah, it's pretty bad. Is the power out yet? Yeah, it's kind of out yet. So, okay, our generator's going to keep us running. Great. Now Bob Ross has little baby birds on his show, and I don't understand why he does this.
He started the last episode with an owl.
Yeah.
2 week old owl.
And the owl didn't lead us to any owl involved things. And these birds just want food.
Just some fucking hungry ass birds.
Their mouths are wide open, like, feed me,
Bob
Ross.
Does he get inspiration from birds, or is it a fetish thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
he has this color too. He puts the colors of his paints in front of everything, and he has this paint. I'm going to read the word first and then I'm going to pronounce it. P-H-T-H-A-L-O.
Yeah.
Brown, I think is what it was. Yeah. Or blue. No,
fat
blue.
Fat low brown.
Phthalo.
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 Cadmium yellow.
P-H-T-H just on its own phonetically is. It sounds like you're about to spit. Like, that's what that noise is.
It sounds like you tried to spit and you got lost.
My favorite part of this is that he has all these fancy colors like cadmium yellow and like other things. And it's just like bright red. Yeah, fuck it, we're not even going to name it. It's bright red.
Fire truck red.
It's
but you're
possible
an adult, so
that in my
red.
Existence of life, I've seen Bob paint this painting before, because I don't know, like, seeing him do what he's doing right now, I'm like, I'm having a weird deja vu.
Plus, there's that weird thing, too, where, like, you just randomly see the same thing, the same episode of that TV show all the time. Yeah.
Can you finish telling me about The Shining?
Yeah,
we're almost there.
So,
it's snowing now.
It's snowing now, and the power's out, and the generators are on, but Jack starts to lose his marbles a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, he starts to, well, you don't know that yet, really, but he starts to do weird things like, you know, cut the power. No, it doesn't cut the power. Sorry. He just breaks the radio.
Yeah.
But that's later. That's
you don't know that he broke it, but motherfucker broke it.
Yeah. You watch him kind of break it.
Yeah.
But, so Olive goes to check on Jack's work and sees that he's been writing a whole bunch of shit.
He's been typing like a motherfucker.
And he's got some stuff at the typewriter. So she goes to just check it out to see how it is. Maybe do some proof reading if she's a good working woman who's helps out her husband.
You know, gets a little editing done.
And he just wrote, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy over and over again. And then she goes to some of the other pages of it and lifts at them and they all say the same thing, but like written as if they're actual pages in a novel. And then Jack appears out of nowhere and he starts like wigging out and Olive starts wigging out and she starts brandishing a knife like a crazy person.
Stay back! Get away!
Like waving it for no reason and
with
that's what
that
she
exact
sounds
voice,
like.
Believe it or not.
Stay back! No!
This breathy, high-pitched nonsense. I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere.
And he starts doing some of the best shit that you've ever heard. Like, literally some of the best Jack Nicholson shit that you've ever heard.
So good.
Like, hello, Wendy. Love of my life. Darling.
So good.
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to bash your fucking brains in.
good. In the way only Jack Nicholson could.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. So she somehow, like, hits him with a baseball bat or something like that.
Real good, too.
And he falls down the stairs, and you're like, yes, they got some time. And he goes and talks to the hotel again. The hotel's like, nah, you gotta fucking kill her now. Like, that's what you gotta do, motherfucker.
She hits you, bruh.
You gotta kill her. But she hides in the bathroom of their room, and Jack kind of shows up and starts whacking it with an axe.
Somewhere in there, we
miss Danny writing Red Rum on the wall.
He does do that.
Yeah.
But also, Red Rum.
She figures it out and starts...
In the running parts, like when we're running away from Jack, Danny does call somebody. Do you remember who he calls?
Scatman Crothers.
He's called Scatman Crothers.
Scatman Crothers is down in like Miami, Florida or something like that too. And he's just like, hello, is anyone at the Overlook? Can someone help me out? And they're like, Scatman, it's fucking a blizzard. We can't go out there. He's like, all right, I'm going to drive up anyway.
All right, I'm a millionaire, so I'm just going to get a plane and come now.
Yeah, apparently being the head chef at the Overlook Hotel, where I bet all the white people are like, he somehow fucking gained billions of dollars. I don't even know how he did it, but anyway.
So he comes up, he's on his way.
He shows up and rents a goddamn like
snowcat.
Yeah, like a snowcat. Where the fuck did that thing come from? Anyway.
Snowcat store?
Yes, the snowcat store.
Just right down the street. It's next to the lemonade stand run by Ice T.
This is a long movie, so pardon me if this is a long introduction to this movie.
You're almost there.
Also, we've had some diatribes.
That's why I brought Scatman in, because something's gonna happen to him.
So Wendy's running through the house, she's spooked as fuck.
Oh god!
She's running around, she goes to the top of the stairs, and there's this guy sucking a dick, and the dick is like on the has like a bunny hat. Helmet
it's really
on.
Weird. I forgot it's about
really
that
weird.
Part.
Really fucking weird.
It's real weird.
And he keeps running through, and there's somebody who has like his head split open, and he's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Hey.
I think that's this movie. But anyway, we keep running. He gets down to the end of the stairs, and all of a sudden, all the blood ever that you've ever seen, like
just
so
a
much
fucking
blood,
wall of blood,
so much blood, like as if it was North Carolina, which is flooded right now.
Sorry.
And there it was just blood. That's everything. So all his blood.
That commandment, yo.
Everyone's spooked. Scatman Crothers shows up, and Jack's got the axe, and Jack takes him out. By the way, Jack was locked in a room for a little while.
Can I point out something? Can I be a little more specific about what happens to Scatman?
Yeah.
Jack doesn't just take him out with an axe. Scatman's running through the lobby, and just out of nowhere, there's an axe swung, and it hits him square in the goddamn chest.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He just fucking gets wrecked the minute he walks into the hotel.
Yeah,
there's nothing. Like,
he makes
just walks
it there,
in,
and then
axe to the chest.
And then fucking dead. Jack has broken their snowcat. Jack broke the radio. Jack breaks a lot of things. Somehow Jack is locked in, like the freezer for a little bit, but then the hotel lets him out,
Lloyd.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. Lloyd lets him out somehow, even though he's...
not kind of, real?
We don't
Ghost?
Know that really 100%. Well,
yeah. I guess
he says,
really know.
He says that he's always been there. That's him, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Lloyd's like the devil.
Wait, is there Lloyd and then the other guy too?
No, I think Lloyd is the guy in the bathroom.
Yeah, Lloyd's
that's
a little
right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Lloyd is the same as the... old caretaker.
He has
butler.
A little bit of a flashback too.
Yeah.
So you do get to meet the other caretaker for a little bit, but then it's Lloyd.
So all this shit's going down, and Jack's chasing people with axes, and Scatman dies, and Danny runs into the hedge mage because he's like, I'm gonna fucking lose him here, and it's a blizzard outside, so it's a snowing. It's not stopping.
Right.
That's for sure. Danny's running. Olive Oil is running through the hotel. All the weird shit's going on around her.
Bless you.
As the Black Eyed Peas said, it keeps running. Anyway, Danny loses him in there somehow. Olive Oil gets the snowcat. They drive away. Jack gets lost in whatever.
Freezes in the goddamn snow.
Freezes in the snow. And the last shot you see of him is like the best shot in the world, where he is just like a frozen icicle. And he's
grin, dead as shit.
Yeah.
Can I point out something else that's really fun?
Then there's a picture.
Oh, that's right.
And it zooms in, and it's a picture from like 70 years ago or some shit.
Yep.
And Jack's in that picture, and you're like, but wait, what?
But then
there's a whole lot of speculation that Lloyd is actually the hotel talking to Jack, which is why he may have a little bit of The Shining, possibly. You know, some shit. Yep. You were going to say?
So fun little fact that's going to connect this movie to a completely random nonsense movie. Have you ever seen the movie Twister? With Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
Been a while, but yes, the cow.
The cow. Yep, the cow. So towards the end of that movie, they're at a like drive-in theater, and there's in that particular scene, there ends up being a tornado that comes through and like rips up the fucking screen and blah blah. You know what movie they're watching?
Probably The Shining.
They're watching The fucking Shining during the scene where Jack's fucking going ham on that bathroom door with the axe.
Oh, of course.
That's the scene that the tornado rips up the fucking screen.
Of course.
It's great.
Of course. Right. Why would it be any other scene?
It's great. Wouldn't be any boring ass scene.
No, it tears it up when he's fucking throwing the ball against the wall. That's when it happens. No, it tears it up when fucking Olive Oil is lighting her cigarette and doesn't fucking stop.
It never stops.
Oh, thank God the tornado blew away that awful, almost done cigarette. So anyway, Scott, what did you do last week? What games did you play? What media did you consume?
I did not play any games until last night because my apartment flooded due to a person upstairs.
Well, that's shitty.
Third floor living.
Yeah, I really should live on the top floor because the person above me let their tub overflow, and basically I can't live in my apartment for a little while now. And it's shit. But then I took my PS4 home, I plugged it into my parents' house, and then I started playing Atticus and the Fall of Thrall Rebellion, which is fairly interesting and enjoyable.
Is it good?
It's a lot shorter than a regular mission. It's interesting because you get mini objectives in the stage that that you can get like extra points for and do things like that. And then the way it's being told is like you can replay it as many times as you want. You'll get different characters giving you different things. Like the first time I played it through, Umbra was the main person who hired Atticus. And it's all the detective noir stuff. Like Atticus has clearly had a mental break in his life.
Okay.
He's just describing everything as a detective noir. And then, the second time I played through it was D'Andy, who is the femme fatale role of like hiring Atticus, and things changed. Like instead of doing like fighting some robots, you were killing assassins in that section and things like that, and defacing statues. And then like at the end of each playthrough, it changes up who's gonna be there. So when I finished the D'Andy version, it was Oscar Mike as the femme fatale. I haven't gotten to play the Oscar Mike section, but it's just, like literally you hear him shudder at the end, Atticus shudder at the end of it. He's just like,
oh my god!
And then you get to see that, but it's fairly fun. I think I like that it's a shorter window. I like that it offers certain things. The gameplay I don't think allows for a lot of different characters to play through because there are just better options in certain things, like. The first time I went through as Ernest, and we were just getting our ass handed to us, partially because we didn't know what was going on, and the other part because we just, it was just harder, it felt like, because you're working in a team of three at best.
Okay.
And then the second time I went through, I played as Whiskey, and that was a single option, so it was just me by myself. And it felt easier because I was able to actually get some distance between the enemies and like run train that way. And then,
on some train.
Yeah. Third time I went through, I had a second person and it was a nice balance level. I think that with three people, it's a little bit more challenging, but once you know, like, where things are going to happen, you're able to, like, run around. But it takes, like, maybe a half an hour, 20 minutes to complete that.
Some of the other story missions were like an hour.
Yeah.
Just depending.
But it's interesting. I'm looking forward to playing with other characters and seeing if, like, they get dialogue options or if it's just all Atticus, like,
probably all Atticus.
Like in his little opening, they have like one of the animated openings and then it's just him at a typewriter with the machine that's supposed to read his mind attached to him. And he's in like detective noir. He's got the hat and he's got the like vest and all that stuff. He's just doing stupid shit. But that was fun. It was fun. Like seeing him do stuff and getting to play that. New content's always good. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I like the way that they set up these missions. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how they go about, like, the next one's about Toby. And I want to see, like, what happens with Toby's friendship raid.
Right.
But it's a good time. Also, I want them to release the update sooner. Because you had to update on Thursday, and it was, like, a 9 gigabyte update to the actual game.
Ugh.
So, like, it took me, because I have good internet, like, maybe an hour to do. But, like, if you don't have good...
fucking forever.
If you don't have good internet, it's just awful.
Yep. Oh, I'll feel that pain when I gotta download it. It'll be multiple hours.
Yeah. Well, it was a good time. And then I quickly did like a Pokemon run, but mostly it was dealing with the fact my apartment flooded.
Yeah.
Woo!
I was gonna do some stuff and then, I didn't because of that. But yeah.
All right.
Definitely some good content. I think it's the right direction. I know people don't play Battleborn as much as they should or care about it, but as much, It intrigues me enough that it just keeps me, it gives me nice short bursts of like ADHD medicine.
It was the Betamax of the VCR Betamax.
Yep.
Battleborn Overwatch, you know, thing.
One day someone will pick it up.
One day.
Yeah. Or some packs.
It's a great little game.
When it goes like free to play or whatever the fuck they'd say it.
They'll probably do that at the end of the year or something like that. I don't know. But that was good. I'm looking forward to, I think once I get my paycheck in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna pre-order Final Fantasy 15. Get ready for that. I feel like that's gonna be a time suck.
There you go.
I need something meaty. Like something where you can just dive in and do something. Like Bioshock, but I already know how Bioshock plays. But, so I want something like, with some heft. Some actual quality story.
What a big thick dick.
My thing with that, that I'm really kind of actually excited for. Skyrim Special Edition. I could get lost playing Skyrim and all expansions again. I would be, you wouldn't see me for a while. I'd be ostrich with his head in the ground playing fucking Skyrim.
I think that's how it's going to be with me in Final Fantasy 12.
Yeah.
When the Final Fantasy 12 remake comes out. And I don't know what they're doing with 2.8 for Kingdom Hearts, but I'm looking forward to whenever they actually decide to release a real trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3. Oh. A good fucking time.
Yeah, that's gonna be a forever game. That's gonna be the Half-Life 3 of Kingdom Hearts.
At this point, I'm just, it's, as I've said before, the Titanic syndrome. Uh-huh. it's been 87 years. And then just, I have Kingdom Hearts and I throw it into the sea.
Celine Dion sings My Heart'll Go On.
No, it's not Celine Dion. It's the opening song to Kingdom Hearts 1. Like the horrible J-pop.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, that'll be a good time. Oh, yeah. What's a tree?
Yeah.
Is that a tree? I'm trying to figure out what he's drawing. Is he drawing like a...
We got some clouds
The best thing I can think of describing this right now is like a Asian-ish mountain, like you would see in a kung fu movie.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Yeah. You got the trees poking through the fog. You got the sunlight and the horizon. And you'll have the Monkey King training someone in kung fu.
Makes me wonder... To protect his village. Like how much acid he does when he sits and watches the sunset.
Me or Bob Ross?
Bob Ross.
Wow.
Wow.
That's all he says the whole time.
I mean, tree. Wow. It could be his background as a military drill instructor, but maybe he doesn't do drugs.
Could be.
That doesn't mean that he doesn't do drugs.
I'm drawing this picture because it's a flashback from Vietnam.
Because drugs.
Every picture has a dead body in it. Can you find it?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
It's like that first scene in The Wizard of Oz where someone's hanging themselves over and over and over and over.
Over
again.
And over.
Over.
$100,000 gets you to find one of those bodies. Good luck.
So, how's 7 Days to Die going? Is it better than that? Because it should, or is, we have other options.
Yeah, it's been 7 days. You haven't died yet.
No.
Well,
I'm actually working on my longest life at the moment, I think. My longest life is 11 hours and 45 minutes. I'm getting pretty close. I haven't died in a while. It's been pretty great.
That's your longest life, 11 hours?
Yeah. That was like my first, like, as what?
11 real human being Earth hours?
Or what? Real human being Earth hours.
Okay, so not in-game hours.
Not in-game hours.
Because I was going to say.
Because that would take like 15 minutes.
I was, yes, exactly. Working on my longest life so far.
But no, it's been a lot of fun. I didn't get to play a lot this week. I had a personal adventure to go on. I got to celebrate something with some friends. People got married. It was great. It was fun. I got a little drunk. Gin.
Rob, were you a groomsman?
I was a groomsman. Or a bridesman.
You were a bridesman.
I was a bridesman.
A groomsman.
It's not my first time being a bridesman. So, you know.
A groomsman is I'm sure, not what anybody would want to be.
I don't think I'm a groomsman.
The guy has one job, and it's brooming.
He brooms the shit out of things.
To be fair, he does look like Scruffy from Futurama.
But, Scruffy.
But, I know, Bucket. I know.
When I got back, I did finally get to play a little bit. Yep. I am now at a point where, so on our last episode, I was still looking for a fucking claw hammer. Which, by saying it that way, indicates I probably found the claw hammer. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, it sounds like you got really specific about what kind of hammer it is.
Which specific hammer? I still need some other things, but I got the two things that sort of make it now where I can focus, and I can actually, like, build my base, have a little fun with it, make it look kind of ridiculous, and not really need to go out and scavenge much unless I need to. Like I said, a couple more things I need to... It'd be nice to find, but I don't need at the moment.
Can I ask you a random question?
Yeah.
What's the end goal?
I don't know. Just having fun.
All right. Cool.
With it, like I said, like it's different for me with Minecraft. Like Minecraft, like it never gave me a purpose. I'm like, I would get to a certain point. I'm like, eh. With this, at least, like there's a purpose. I need to survive the fucking stupids, and that's fun.
The stupids.
Yep. It's a lot of fun. So I did find the claw hammer. In fact, where I found the claw hammer, I found fucking two of them, and it made me really mad. The recipes for them. I was like, come on. All this looking, and I just found two. Yeah, prick. I also found calipers.
RNG, bitch.
Which allow me now to craft bullets.
Yeah, you were talking about that last week, I think, as well.
Yeah, so I'm a crafting bullet machine. I can also now craft steel arrows heads, which is very convenient.
What kind of arrowheads did you have before? Stone?
Just fucking rocks.
Ugh.
I would find a few, like, iron arrowheads and some steel arrowheads, but, like, never enough. Now I can just fucking shit them out. It's pretty great.
So you don't shit bricks, you just shit rocks.
Yep. I have quite a stock of shotgun shells now. I have quite a stock of, like, bullets for my sniper rifle. It's pretty nice. And with the hammer, I can now, like, three-tap things and build them all the way up to, like, steel and reinforced. It's not so bad. All
right.
So I'm going to build a nice wall. We're going to go wall built. You know, keep the fuckers out.
Have you nicknamed your hammer yet?
I have not nicknamed my hammer yet.
It's not Mjolnir?
Not
Roy.
Yet. Not yet.
Roy the hammer.
Roy the hammer.
That way he can get
the
more
only
range.
Thing that I still like, it would be really nice to have. I still need like the recipe to be able to make buckshot, but I don't care. That's whatever. What I would really like is the recipe for a hunting knife. That's all I want. Because hunting knife make more bear meat.
Hunting hive, make more bear meat.
Bear meat's difficult to
feed,
cook, man.
Feed meat of bear.
In a story of saga, I was I was going back to collect my loot chests of things that I had found.
Loot.
And I encountered a bear. And as I explained before, the mini bike will one shot a bear dead. Well, it'll one shot anything dead, but bear, it's funny. It just dies. Except if you miss. Don't miss the bear.
Yeah.
He didn't kill me, but oh boy, did he hit.
Was he PO'd?
He was a little mad. So I went back and I hit him again. He died. Yeah. Little fucker.
You just beat that bear up.
Yeah. Other than that, all I did was, I went and I finally watched Luke Cage. Great fucking series, season. If you haven't seen it, go do it. Don't be an asshole.
Sreason.
I just started rewatching Jessica Jones because I was like, I remember Luke Cage in this a little bit. Let me go back and see. And I forgot how much he was in the first few episodes. It's been a lot of fun. It's been good to see, like, where they sort of evolved that character. You could still tell with Jessica Jones, they hadn't, like, figured out a few of the finer points. And then when you see Luke Cage, they've tightened it up a little bit. It's nice. I like it.
I just gotta say, you said that Jessica Jones was a lot of fun. I think it's anything but a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good. You gotta appreciate it for what it is.
Well, the content is heavy, is all I'm saying about
it. Yeah.
About it. Yeah.
I don't mean like it's a jolly good time. I mean, I enjoyed the fucking show.
It's a lot of fun, huh? Okay.
You sick prick.
Yeah, it's a little fucked up, man.
I mean, if you love mind rape.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because it's a good show doesn't mean I like the mind rape.
Well, no, Jessica Jones is a really good show, though. Yeah. It's got a very tight story for most of this series until it gets really convoluted with Nuke.
Yeah.
Nuke gets out there.
Yeah. But no, that's about what I did. I did finally watch Star Trek Beyond.
How was that? I haven't seen it yet.
I gotta watch it again. I might have gone and not seen the last bit of it because I was looking at the back of my eyelids, but that's the thing. I don't think it was the movie's fault.
It was your eyelids' fault.
It was my eyelids' fault.
So I need to watch I'll get back to you on that. Did anyone see the Jungle Book that came out? Like, it was supposed to be really good and I didn't watch it.
No, I have no idea. But yeah, that's all I did. So Connor, fuck you do.
So Westworld got me in a real Western
fucking Westworld. That's right.
Got me in a real Western mood. So I did a lot of Western themed things this week.
Oddworld, Stranger's Wrath.
Nah, I started replaying or started continue playing, started to
you continue
playing, Red Dead Redemption, which I made it through Mexico. Basically, I think I got a couple missions left, but I'm almost done with it. And then I'm going to be on to the last end of it, and then I'll beat the game.
Juarez? Is there Juarez in this?
Yeah, no. No, that was a different game, Call of Juarez.
I know it was Call of Juarez, but I was wondering if they actually had... Was Juarez an established city?
No.
Or is it just the Juarez cartel? I forget.
Nothing about any Juarez.
One of the people who listens to this podcast and knows things apparently about Juarez, tell us.
Nothing about Juarez is in this game.
At all.
Like, at all. I'm in the middle of playing it right now. Juarez hasn't been mentioned at all. There's no cartels. I fought the Mexican army. Had no Juarez's, though. There was an Allende. There was a De Santa.
De Santa.
Yep.
Of Santa.
One thing I love about this game, though, is what John Marsden shouts at you when you're like, fighting them. I said it earlier to Rob. One of my favorites while I'm in Mexico is he just starts shouting things like, "Mi nombre es John Marston!" And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, John, you're learning John, Spanish.
This is so good for you. You're going to be bilingual very quickly, sir. But I watched all the Westworld episodes, including the ones last night. Boy, is that a fun show.
Great show.
I also started rereading or re-listening to someone read me The Gunslinger by Stephen King. So we're still staying west. Basically, I just wanted to play a video game where I was a cowboy.
It's fair.
How'd that work out for you?
It's working out great. It's working
shooting
out
people.
Amazingly. Yeah, I'm blowing people away.
Wearing a poncho?
Nope. Still? I don't wear the poncho anymore because my Deadeye resets faster if I wear the Deadly Assassin outfit.
Deadly Assassin.
Yes. So that's what I've been doing there.
He's going to put a pond right there. Watch. Bet she's going to put a pond.
Well, I think it's like an iced over pond already. Maybe he's adding something else. But Bob Ross, that is. And of course, continue watching Supernatural. I blew through season 9. I am on season 10 currently.
Thoughts?
Out of 11, we're almost there. Dean is a Demon through. Was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Deanman. I forgot that, Eric.
Deanman. That's what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. This guy was like stalking him too, is a pain in the ass. But,
oh, the guy who's like this, who wants to kill him.
The episode I was just on, I think like he's getting away from that guy, but fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
FTG. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Okay.
I don't know where it's gonna go though. And I gotta go through season 11 and then I can finally watch Luke Cage.
Do it. I mean, you can watch it now.
Everything else. Nah, man. I can't jump stories too often. Yeah. Like, Westworld's different because I'm watching it, like, one episode after another. It isn't just, like, give me all of Westworld all at once. HBO is more of a dick tease than that.
If I'm binging, like, an entire season, or an entire series and there's multiple seasons, I will have another show, like, in the wings that when I need a break, I'm like, let's go watch something else.
Yeah. I just play video games while I'm watching this TV show. And
I'm trying to think. What other Western games are there?
Gun, which wasn't that good.
Okay.
Red Dead Revolver,
which is now out on PS4.
Okay.
Duck Hunt.
With Oregon Trail. By that logic, we can say Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Yep, that was literally about going west.
I guess, like kind of vicariously through Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail.
Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. No, actual Oregon Trail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with the mass murder and the thing?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Oregon.
Or you're just like trying to go to Oregon in the zombie apocalypse. Or nuclear apocalypse, whatever.
It's an untapped genre. Yeah, or a genre just waiting to be tapped.
I bought Ark also for the Xbox One, but still haven't played it.
Good job.
Yep, thanks. I know, I'm doing pretty good.
I'm rocking out.
I'm killing it. Wiggly wiggly woo. Like I said, I really want to get Skyrim, because for whatever reason I just have this.
I would love to play me some Skyrim again, but God, I know it would happen.
Not only that, because it's Skyrim, like, you know, definitive forever game of the year, suck my dick edition. Yep. So it's got all of the DLC on it too. So I would just buy
all of it.
Bye.
See you when it's over.
See you later. I'll come back and I'll be babbling nonsense about Whiterun and being a fucking Thane thrall or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah,
killing dragons left and right, motherfucker.
Is Bob Ross over?
No, of course not. Bob Ross is never
over. Is that the same owl?
Is that the same fucking owl? I brought my little friend Hoot on one more time. Okay, one more time. So it's the same episode, probably.
I think it's a new episode. He just brought him on again.
Brought him on again. Because Bob Ross and his owl.
Because it's an owl that he's now lifting up. Oh,
it's my boy Hoot.
Hoot's got his wings out.
Look at him. Isn't he beautiful?
I want to throw Hoot in the air.
Hoot's like, motherfucker, I'm not flying.
He's 3 weeks old now and very, very cute. Oh, my God.
It's time to push you out of there.
I like it when you talk to me.
Yeah. I am so fascinated with these little creatures, and I hope you are too.
Is that you or Bob Ross?
I'm reading
the subtitles for what Bob Ross is saying. Sorry, buddy.
He's not talking
about how he has the same hairdresser as the owl, because the owl has kind of an afro too. Because it's still very young owl, so it's not really feathered. It's like more fuzzy. Anyway. News.
Titanium white.
Oh, we got news?
Phthalo blue. Phthalo.
Prussian blue.
Prussian blue, because, you know, in 1989, apparently
midnight
Prussia
black
was still a thing.
Racist. Even though midnight can't be black.
Dark sienna.
Van Dyke brown.
Yeah, Van Dyke brown.
Alizarian Crimson.
Alizarian Crimson.
Sap Green.
Share me the news, Connor.
So, some news. Let's go. Let's start with the stuff. Overwatch got Halloween stuff. There's
go
skins.
That.
And
don't
skins
care.
And skins and skins.
Good for you guys. Proud
get
you.
Some skins. Suck some dick.
Paid
and
for free.
Play some Overwatch. Yep.
Paid or for free.
Free.
Look, if someone plays Overwatch and can explain why it is enjoyable to them, I will maybe think about stuff. But I don't.
You
I
will maybe think about stuff?
That's a very vague thing you're thinking about. Like you're thinking about
maybe
your girlfriend.
You can do that. I will think about something.
Could be a girlfriend, maybe could be food, could be games.
The worthwhileness of Overwatch is a game.
Okay, that's what you'll think about?
And whether or not I should purchase it and try it out.
All right.
As of right now, it doesn't do anything for me. That
doesn't get you hot?
No, like I see like all the skins and the animations and like them doing matches. I'm just like, it's Team Fortress 2. I didn't really like Team Fortress 2. I don't want to play Team Fortress 2.
I had a fun time with Team Fortress 2, so I don't know. I might enjoy it, but I don't plan on getting it anytime soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got skins, they got loot stuff. If you play Overwatch, go get your Overwatch shit. Get your fucking Pumpkinhead Reaper or
your shit.
Black Widow Widowmaker skin. I don't even know if that's real skin. I just made it up at the top of my head.
Go find out. Let us know.
Go figure out. Yep.
Actually,
something with
leave
spider
out
webs.
The last part. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, whatever. next, Steam is getting native PS4 controller support. Just because.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah, exactly. Xbox One's, controllers have always been pretty good on Steam because, you know, you're most of the time playing on PC, so it's Microsoft. It works. It's easy. So this is the first time that the PS4 controllers are getting support. From what I understand, you can do it either by plugging it in or using the Bluetooth if you download the drivers. So.
Good luck.
Pretty ruling. Next. Nintendo was farting around in their storehouse, and they popped into a back room and went, oh shit, and they found a Super Famicom system. With a Super Famicom disc system sealed.
So
what they do, they didn't sell it, they opened it up and started fucking playing Zelda.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? I would do the same thing.
Sell it. What are you, some sort of asshole?
I don't know, man. next is kind of a weird story, kind of an interesting story. EVE Online, one of the biggest, most complicated MMOs
that
I want
to play that game
of.
More than I have, and I have not been able to play it a lot.
I've never played that game.
It's
I don't know
game.
If I'd be able to play that game because of how much I don't understand about that game, but they have the biggest wars of any MMO.
For those of you who read gaming news,
crazy
what was it, like 2 years ago now?
Something like that, yeah.
2 years ago now, there was one of the biggest, like, ongoing wars in that game. Like,
I think
it was
there was,
a
like,
fucking...
a, like, there was one, there was also a big battle or something like that, like, maybe a year ago, yeah. Too. Like, a huge battle. Whatever.
War.
Weird.
War makes men. Or something, I don't know.
War never changes. So, EVE Online, the developer, CCP, I think is the developer?
Sure. I think you're close.
Yeah.
Sipic.
Yeah, they, Sipic. They... crack down a little bit on their illegal gambling in the game, kind of like how Steam's been doing with, or Valve's been doing, I guess, with CSGO.
Right.
So they crack down, and there have been a couple, like, illegal gambling rings or, like,
yeah, so
factions.
So EVE has its own, like, currency system, economy,
yeah.
And it fluctuates and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all as far as a game can be, like, a free market system in that MMO. And... Connor just had a
it was like
beer.
A
he didn't
warm
enjoy.
Beer. It was not an enjoyable sip. No,
wish you could have
like
seen the
warm
face.
Blue ribbon.
but yeah. So the gambling would fuck with that economy. Hence the banning.
Yeah. So they banned two of the leaders of these factions of like illegal gambling rings, and like there's some weird internal shit now in EVE Online because, you know, people are crazy, so.
Yup.
One of the factions who was, like, complaining about the illegal gambling, how it was breaking the balance, they were, like, basically claiming, you know, responsibility for it. So the people who got banned, like, their representatives in-game or something like that were like, well, we're gonna pursue this with the law and, like, the fullest extent of the law, so, you know, like, if you're taking credit for it, you better be ready to back that shit up. So it's just, it's dumb.
Jesus Christ.
But, shut down illegal gambling, so hopefully that'll change
even some
the
things out.
Thing on that game. Yeah, even some things out. Change the atmosphere a little bit. EVE also made, or they had like another smaller sub-studio create a VR game called EVE Valkyrie.
Oh.
It's been out for, I think Oculus and Vive. But so anyway, it got a port recently though for PlayStation VR, which we're gonna talk a little bit about in a second too. And apparently it's a really, really good port.
Okay.
Like, it was very, like, they crammed a lot of things onto PlayStation VR, which is not supposed to be as robust a system as Vive or Oculus are supposed to be.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so, I don't know, Polygon seemed to enjoy them. Some other studios did too, so things were good.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
The Ver.
Yeah, the Ver. So, speaking of that, PlayStation VR apparently rules.
Yeah?
It's not bad, is what they're saying.
Yeah, people are loving it.
All right.
It doesn't really make a lot of people nauseous. It's fairly affordable. It's only $400.
That's not bad.
Nah. You got an extra processing unit. I think either some games or all games you technically don't need a screen for. Like, you don't need your TV.
Interesting.
Because you just have the VR and you can just throw that head on. Exactly. I have this problem though, where I would love to play VR, but I have never played VR, so I don't know how I would feel about it. Like, would it make me nauseous or other shit like that? And then two, I don't have any goddamn space where I game to VR.
You need 60 feet.
Yeah. I don't have here. That.
Who has that fucking space? Jesus.
My parents have that kind of space in front of their goddamn TV, but fair. That's because they're my parents. I don't know.
I need to get some money in the bank.
That's my thing, yeah. Or some larger real estate to live in.
Money in the bank first.
Money in the bank
then
first.
Then real estate. Yeah,
real
estate. Then
the
more
real
money.
Estate comes after the bank.
Right.
Maybe rent real estate. It's supposed to be better to rent real estate.
Yeah, because I don't have to deal with fixing it. Well, I kind of do, but I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had a ton of games at launch for PlayStation VR. So it's,
some were good, some were bad.
Yeah. Some were good. Some were apparently infuriatingly bad.
Super Hypercube and Thumper are supposed to be very good.
Thumper is supposed to be great. Thumper is like one of those rhythm games.
I like the idea of a puzzle game in VR and just like reworking it.
So a lot of good stuff, a lot of interest. Apparently they're selling it at a profit right now too. So good for Sony.
Woo!
Not Microsoft. Sorry. Facebook has a problem where they need to fucking start selling some Oculuses.
Is that confirmed?
What is the plural of Oculus?
Oculi.
Is it Oculuses or Oculi?
Oculi.
More
well,
Oculus.
Oculi would be the plural of like your, like Oculus is your eye, right? I think that would be the plural of that. Oculi. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's not like octopus, octopi.
Octopui.
Octopui.
Octopussy.
Octopussies.
Grab them by the
octopussies. The octopussies. They ink.
They ink all over your hand.
All over your hand. That was me talking about octopuses, not women.
Just so we're clear. Mr. Trump.
Just so we're clear. Anyway, Friday the 13th, the game where you're Jason or a teenager who gets murdered by Jason, because you're not going to win. I'm not going to win. I know I'm just playing that game to be Jason. Delayed.
Of course.
It was going to release holiday season of 2016, so this holiday season, but it got delayed till 2017.
Never.
Don't know when.
Yep.
Just 2017.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Frustrates me.
Yeah. Agreed.
If you're gonna delay it, don't give me a fucking date.
Wait, what got delayed? Jason? I know the Friday the 13th movie got delayed. Yeah. They got delayed.
The game got delayed.
Oh, I know the movie also got delayed.
I didn't even think there was a movie.
They were releasing the 13th, Friday the 13th in January of this year, and they've delayed it, obviously, until October 13th. Because it only makes sense for marketing to have that movie come out
on Friday the 13th.
Otherwise, it's stupid.
True. Very true.
Also, it's the 13th, Friday the 13th. But they don't know if they're going to be able to make it because the guy who owns who wrote the original script is suing to get all the rights back. So they might not be able to make it. Which would really be blue balls because how can you not have 13 Friday the 13th?
It's true.
You can just get another writer, different writer.
Well, you would have to pay the guy.
Yeah, I know. You still got to pay the guy, but don't have to pay him everything because, you know.
He owns the rights. He has to lease some rights. It'd be a lot of money.
To that movie, though, right?
Yeah.
You can just make a different movie. Like a different script completely with somebody new that you can bitch along. It's very easy to get out of that.
Friday the 13th. Because he would own that.
But does he own the rights to Friday the 13th? Or yes. Just the script to that one movie?
He owns the rights to Friday the 13th.
Okay,
because
you made it sound like he had the rights to just that script for that one movie.
No, that franchise.
Oh, the franchise rights. That's what you got to say. You got to be more specific.
Franchise rights, folks.
There you go. Thank you. So back in Overwatch news, an Overwatch streamer somehow set up a controller for Winston, the gorilla character, to be just some bananas.
All right.
Yep, you heard me. Just some bananas.
Bananas.
I mean, there are some bananas plugged into wires, plugged into a computer, and when you hit the bananas, they do certain things on the controller. Yep. Some people have too much fucking hot time on their hands. And
I remember
what it was like
when I didn't have a job.
Is it time or money? I'm trying to figure it out.
It's time, because bananas don't cost anything.
They do actually cost something.
I mean, they cost something, but it's like in the sense. It's not like a dollar per banana. It's like
what happens when the banana that you chose, like, that fits perfectly, then rots? The search for a new banana.
You put a new banana in there.
Why were you doing the Donkey Kong like?
Because that's what it looks like when you play with the bananas. There's fucking like 15 bananas on a table, and you're just slapping bananas.
Connor, don't go bananas on us.
Slapping bananas.
We understand the shit is bananas, but don't go bananas on us.
The shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
By the way, that used to be one of my favorite joke sites to send people to. So there was, so you know how there was like Tub Girl and you can send someone to that, or like Lemon Party or Meat Spin.
I was waiting for you to say Lemon Party.
Yeah, you know, come on, all the classics. You would send people to them. Two girls, one cup, whatever. There was one, the website was titled blink-182.com. What it took you to was an image of a woman firing a banana out of her asshole, and the background music is just Gwen Stefani going, "The shit is bananas," over and over and over again. It was incredible. Hey, check this out. They're getting back together. And I used to send that people, and they would open it up and they would laugh and then go, "I hate you so much."
So much hate.
Yep. So much hate.
This shit.
Check it out. They're getting back together. And then they did get back together and it made it so much more funny.
They are though.
I thought that one guy left.
He did. He went to go find the aliens with Hillary Clinton.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Or sorry, he went to go find the aliens and
he emailed
Hillary Clinton.
Look,
about
we need to release these files. The public needs to know
about
aliens.
The aliens.
No,
we have a firm belief that they may or may not exist, but until we have Independence Day happening, I ain't worried.
No, it was more or less Tom DeLonge being like, "Hillary, are there aliens?" And Hillary being like, "Tom, I don't know."
Don't
and
email
like,
me.
Well,
you
I'm
know.
Gonna, well,
you know.
I'm going to endorse you for president, and I'm going to vote for you if you promise to tell me if there are or are not aliens. And she went, okay, sure. And I think that was the content of those emails, basically.
Much different from the one which are the Goldman Sachs transcripts that apparently got leased.
A little bit, but we're not going to go there.
We don't talk political, except for Trump grabbing pussies.
I was talking about octopuses. I wasn't talking about human beings there. I was talking about octopuses.
You were talking about grabbing some octopuses.
Octopi. Exactly. That's not anything that some asshole was talking about.
Some asshole.
For going on, there's a Battlefield 1 level where you're a pigeon.
All right. Somebody asked me today if I was going to buy that game, and now it's a solid yes.
I should get it,
too. I want to be a rat with wings.
All right. So all I can say is someone better animate under the pigeon level the Animaniac song about the good feathers.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember what that is, but like...
It was their ripoff of Goodfellas, but with pigeons.
Come on, you didn't see that coming?
Pigeon fellas.
No, it was Good Feathers.
Good Feathers. Okay, that's better. Yeah.
That's a better name.
That is a much better name.
Look, if you don't love Animaniacs, you're dead inside.
It's not that I don't love Animaniacs.
Or like appreciate Animaniacs.
It wasn't his time.
It wasn't my thing. No, it was my time. I just didn't.
Then you're a hater.
No, I'm not. Was I hating?
No.
I need to watch the Mega Man TV series one night.
The Animaniacs. It just wasn't like, you know, my go-to wacky cartoon of that time era.
Yeah. Danny Phantom. Racist.
Danny Phantom, I don't think was the same era.
Different era.
Yeah, exactly.
But a go-to cartoon. That, Megas XLR. I love Megas XLR.
So I'm a pigeon. It's
very layered.
So you're a pigeon.
Is that it?
You fly through the level as a pigeon, and World War One is going on around you.
Nice.
Do you fight Nazi
pigeons?
I hope
that I deliver things as a carrier.
I don't
pigeon.
Believe so. Plus, it was World War One, so they weren't Nazis. They were just
Do
Germans.
I fight German future just, Nazi pigeons?
They were just crowds.
No, these weren't future Germans either. They were just Germans.
Just straight up Germans
yeah,
with funny hats.
That's all they were, yeah. Because in World War One, I'm going to learn you some history right now. They
learn
weren't
it
the
up.
Nazis. It was Kaiser Wilhelm.
Yes, it was.
And there was a whole bunch of secret treaties going on. So when one guy got shot in the head, a lot of people went to war about that silly shit.
Archduke Ferdinand.
Yep. Franz. Good old Franz and his family.
Franz got the murder there.
Yeah.
Franzi.
France. Not France. France did get murdered, though. That did happen.
I'm waiting for one particular bit of news.
Next, Destiny is bumping up the light level and,
I don't give a shit.
Rebooting how loot works.
Of course they are.
With their hard raid release, which is coming out like next week, I think, or something like that. So if you still play Destiny, which.
What's that song?
I don't
give a shit.
Yep.
I don't give a shit. Fuck you. I don't give a shit.
Man, I just gotta say this shit, okay?
I know.
Fucking, I gotta say it.
I know.
Cause some people play that game.
I'm not telling you I don't give a shit. I'm telling all of them that. Why?
Who Why plays do you still
that
give game? A shit? Please
Why
don't
do you
give
play
a shit.
That game? They have changed the way you play that game fucking 19 times.
Now the news that I've really wanted to talk about the whole time since I said the words Red Dead Redemption. Rockstar is a cryptic, teasing bunch of fucking dicks.
And I love them for
Motherfuckers.
It. Motherfuckers. I love them so much.
You Rockstar, know it's happening. It's just like...
I know, but they're a bunch of cunts about it, and they gotta fucking tell
just
me.
Just give it to me.
So yesterday, which is Sunday, the 16th of October, for those of you who don't know, Rockstar on their Twitter posted an image that was the Rockstar logo on a red background.
Now, what the fuck is that, Connor?
I've been playing Red Dead Redemption. It looked a lot like that fucking same logo. So I went, uh-huh, I wonder what that is. Today, they posted another image that was a red background with what looked like to be a rising or a setting sun with seven dudes dressed up like cowboys with guns in the foreground of it.
Yep.
Silhouetted.
Sweated.
So,
yeah.
That's all we know.
That's all we know.
Two goddamn pictures in 2 days.
It. So we're getting a Red Dead game, but I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know.
If this is like, you know, them like filling in the gaps of the picture, I'm going to be so goddamn mad. But here are some things I want. I don't want it to be called Red Dead Remastered.
I don't think it will be.
I would fucking shoot someone if it was Revolver.
Or not new IP,
Redemption
but I think
again.
It's a new like stage of
Red
the story.
Red Dead Outlaw. Red Dead 7.
It's pretty
Red
much going to begin with an R. Like Red Dead Revolver, Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Renegade.
Red Dead Renegade.
That's what a lot of people are thinking, Red Dead Renegade.
That makes sense.
Some people are also, there's a lot of them.
And then you play Sticks in the background. Renegade, who had it made, only one? Okay.
No, they wouldn't do that. Rockstar's better than that.
Rob hates me for singing that song right now.
I hate you because it's in my head now. And you're not a great person for it.
Yeah, I've done worse things.
Hoo-ha!
Hoo!
So,
I mean, it's kind of like,
want it.
With the seven people in the image, I really hope it's like fucking GTA 5, but with seven people instead of three.
Yeah.
That would be
yeah.
insane.
It's complicated.
I feel like that's a hell of a story.
I want a good
like,
Native American
together,
story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be a dope ass story.
Then I want a
though.
Giant, Magnificent 7-esque shootout.
In fairness, there were obviously more than three people in the story of GTA 5, but they weren't playable characters.
Three playable characters.
So seven
yeah.
playable characters would be fucking nutty.
I don't know how you would switch. But
I don't. Jesus.
Man, a lot of them would have to die.
I'm sorry. This has been around for years. It's been around since Sly Cooper 3, at least.
What?
Having like large cast of characters. Like the whole premise of Sly 3 is you get all these guys together and then you're able to play as any of them in missions and things like that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying though about it is the way that GTA did it, like with GTA 5,
yeah.
where it was three characters that you could switch to at any point you wanted to.
And they lived their
and
life
it was
when
in
you
GTA.
Weren't in them.
Exactly. So it would just drop you in and you'd be this black dude in the middle of the inner city and then you'd play and you'd be the redneck in the fucking boonies.
Just being a boonie.
He would actually be like, naked half the time you logged into him too, just like in his underwear running around like a goddamn lunatic.
Yep.
So I mean, like, I would assume since it's GTA, since it's fucking Rockstar, they would do the same thing, but with Red Dead characters.
Seven fucking characters, man. That's crazy.
So spoilers for those of you who haven't played this old ass game, the end of Red Dead Redemption, John Marsden dies.
He dead.
And you play as his son for the remainder of the game when you want to just go around and do collectibles and find the other shit. So I wonder if it's going to be John Marsden's son or if it's going to be something completely different.
I would be.
How long did the frontier last? Could he be his grandson? I'm trying to figure out Old West timeline. I mean, they had a lot of syphilis and like babies being born in bad times.
I mean, it's also a video game, so they can honestly do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Like,
I would be surprised.
I mean, foreseeably, I could see the frontier lasting like it's Texas, which is the issue. It's New Austin and Mexico.
I could see.
I could see the fact that we would see John Marston's son, whose name I'm not fucking remembering for some reason.
It's probably something stupid like Jim Marston.
Jim Marston.
Fucking
Jimmy.
Video games get more creative.
But I would be surprised if we didn't see him. I don't know that he'd be like the central character, but I would be surprised if there wasn't some reference or that we didn't interact in some way.
Or if he was like, you know, like the main dude who you start off with, like,
yeah.
Kind of like, I'm just going to throw out her name, Bonnie McFarlane.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Red Dead Redemption. She's like the first person who starts to give you like
real
official missions to do shit.
Oh, Bonnie. You wanted the D, but I wasn't going to give it up.
She did want the D, but I got a son. I got a wife. I can't just be boning random cow rancher daughters.
No hoe.
Yeah. Bitch, I ain't no fucking hoe. But I'm assuming that Rockstar is just going to dick tease us with images this entire
week.
Over
and over and over.
Until we get to like next Sunday where it's going to be a random fucking like teaser announcement or like.
It's out tomorrow.
Or Wednesday, it's going to be like some countdown that's going to show up and it's going to be to an announcement where there's going to be like.
Yeah, we made a game.
We're doing it. It's coming out this day.
You can have it.
Bye.
Bye.
And then like their website just changes and it shows you all the shit for it. So
how long do you think we'll have to wait?
Well, maybe a couple of days. Halloween.
A. He knows what I'm asking.
Oh, like full release date?
Yeah.
If it's anything like GTA was, probably another year. If it's anything like the way Fallout was, probably sometime like spring.
I could be okay with that.
March or April?
Happier with that.
No.
I know that's not going to be the case, but.
It's not going to be
the case. What I really like is when games line up their launch with the actual time frame of the game, so I can be in the right mood and setting to play that game.
True.
Like, if that.
They're definitely timing their announcement very well with Westworld doing so well and.
Yeah.
Truth.
Well, it's like, the Wolverine, Twitter is counting down. Like, they're posting something every day at 10:23. So, X23. So on the 23rd, everyone thinks they're going to post their first image of X23. I love a good X23
That'd be cool.
Moment.
Yeah.
Nerd stuff. I love
Bob is so fascinating.
I wonder if they're posting their images at any specific time. Let's find out, Connor said and opened up Twitter.
Open up the Twitter and find out the things.
So there's the Battlefield thing. You got more games. There's more Final Fantasy content, 14 content coming, and things like that. Mafia 3's out. It's been getting mixed reviews, so I don't know what to think of it.
9 a.m. the past 2 days.
Interesting.
Yeah.
9 a.m. Pacific or
Eastern.
Eastern?
They're in East New York. Coast company, yeah.
But yeah. There are a bunch of new games coming out. I want to see what's going to happen with them.
What new games?
Well, Mafia 3 came out last week. So.
It's a Mafia game.
It's supposed
to
be really good. Like, they have the right setting and stuff, but the story missions lag. I also want to, play, like, it has a good setting, like 1968, Louisiana. You're playing as a half black guy trying to create a mob, dealing with racism after coming back from Vietnam. It's a good quality story.
Fair enough.
It's always a good quality story dealing with racism when you get back from Vietnam.
Right? It's like, Spec Ops. Spec Ops, no one expected that story to be good. And then it was a really good story.
No one expected the Spec Ops.
No one remembers Spec Ops.
Spec.
Apparently. Boop.
Yeah.
Any other games?
Trying to think. Paper Mario Color Splash came out. I don't know. I haven't read reviews on that.
I haven't either. I saw that it did come out though.
The Pokemon Sun and Moon demo comes out tomorrow. So you can play that. But
do you need to demo it before you play another Pokemon?
Well, you get
game?
Another Pokemon by playing it. You get a special one. So.
All right.
There's that.
Gotta catch them all.
And then,
Pokemon!
Trying to think. They've changed the PAX East site to soon, so in like a month.
Soon. I have an enforcer buddy. Got his hotel. Done. Booked up.
Booked
talked about
him
before.
Up, bitch.
Assuming my apartment is good by then, I should be able to have people there.
Booked up, bitch.
Got that shit ready to
booked
go.
Up.
But I'm hoping that it's filter. Better than last year. Last year was kind of a down.
Oh my god, everybody, Connor's unpopped.
I'm unpopped.
Do all the pee sounds now. Popcorn. Penis.
Penis
perpetual
pussy. Penis. That's all I got. I got penis and pussy.
Salivating El Salvadorian Silmarillion
scimitars.
Succotash.
Did you see that $800 like complete edition of The Lord of the Rings with like the Silmarillion and like all that stuff and it's pounded leather?
No.
It's like
that
some
sounds
super
amazing.
For Stephen Colbert and that one guy.
Me?
Yeah.
And me.
I was going to say one of our friends who used to work with us, but.
Yeah. I also do really like Lord of the Rings and The Silmarillion. I would get the audiobook of The Silmarillion if I was going insane.
But only then.
I'm not. Because the narrator would be talking about shit that he would have mentioned 20 hours earlier, and I'd be like, who the fuck's that? You talking about a god? Are you talking about a tree?
Who the
Are you
fuck?
Talking about an elf's daughter's wife? What the fuck?
So
yeah, I know, so what, I know what I just said
so
made
now
no
that
sense.
You just
but...
said that, I want it read by like Ian McKellen or some old white guy or something like that, and
who,
then
who dies during the reading of it because it's so fucking long.
Let me finish my idea slash joke, and then have like Kevin Hart interject in the middle of it and do like black people in a theater.
Oh my god,
no, that would not be good.
It would be hilarious, and you would laugh your ass off if that happened. For, like,
I think
it'd
be more hilarious if it was a Stephen Colbert, as if he was like a child being read The Silmarillion, though. But like Ian McKellen is reading it to him, like, and then Beren and Luthien, like, oh, Grandpa, please tell me more. And
so you want a Princess Bride the shit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I was watching Supernatural and got to one of those scenes where Castiel the Angel learns a lot of pop culture, and wow, that picture that bird. That's a great
Does
bird.
Does Bob have a giant bottle of whiskey?
At the end of Bob's episode, paper. He usually shows an image of what he painted. Today is an image of the fucking owl. just looking at you.
See, Scott, it was a paintbrush. He got it in his afro. His head's blue.
He's got blue head.
Langnickel!
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 I forget what you're saying. I got distracted by an owl.
Shit, I got distracted by the owl,
there's
too.
There's something of Princess Bride, Supernatural, and things
Supernatural,
like that.
One of those scenes where you whipped your dick out. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you said you want a Princess Bride that...
Castiel was learning
Castiel
something.
Castiel learns pop culture, and there's a scene where they're like, how do we get inside? He holds up handcuffs and goes, Wookie. And the other angel he's talking to was like, what? He's like, it's a famous scene in a movie. Just put these on.
Just put these on.
Yeah.
Now that I think back to Supernatural, I think the suicidal teddy bear. One of the best scenes.
Oh, my God. Rob, it's a teddy bear who was a teddy bear but was wished to full-grown size, like a real person size.
And then became fucking suicidal.
Well, because he didn't see what his purpose was in the world.
And he,
what am I here for?
You're here to have tea. Is that it?
Yes.
And he writes his like suicide note on a chalkboard, and then he takes a shotgun to his brain, and all you see is fluff, and then he realizes he can't die. He's just like, no!
Yep.
Sorry, I just described that entire thing, and that was a big wave.
Yep.
That was a big-ass wave.
Yeah, because you shouted at the end there. Hence the big-ass wave. Van Dyke Brown! Anybody else got anything for the speaking box?
No.
Pack stuff was kind of covered. We're just waiting to see when passes go online. And then we'll see if we can get them or if...
Most likely, knowing the past few years, after Australia. Like 2 weeks after Australia's done.
Yeah.
And Australia doesn't start until, what, the first week of November?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got a little bit.
I know it's my vacation and everything, but I really just want it to be a good convention this year. Last year didn't do anything for me. I want it to be nice.
What do you want to have happen?
It didn't feel like the same energy as it was a couple of years ago. Like, it felt more corporate and, like, less fun. I think I need to go to, like, one of the Omegathon things. Like, when I went to the Omegathon, like, Starwall thing, and, like, you're just in a room, everyone's yelling at games, like, those things, that was, like, the good feeling that I liked.
Rob, for being your first PAX, we did a lot of things. How did you feel about PAX last year?
It was a convention. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was actually a convention that I cared about what was there, but it was a convention, you know.
Big open space.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not having the point of reference, I don't know that I could say that it was bad or worse, but it's what I expected. I had some fun, and that was great.
Saw some weird internet celebrities.
Saw some weird shit.
Yeah, we did.
I saw some sweaty swamp monsters.
Dressed up as babes, though.
Yep. Confusing.
Yep.
But yeah.
Cosplay is great, but not everyone, including myself included here, can pull off a good cosplay.
Nope.
I could not be a superhero because...
I will do it again. I just don't...
I don't know that I will continue to do all 3 days. I think I got to do the 3 days again, but I don't know.
Yeah, the thing about 3 days this year is that there's no 3 day passes, which apparently Prime's been doing for a while. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's better. That means there's more. That means I don't have to freak out about not getting a fucking 3 day pass, and I can right. just be solid with getting 3 1 day passes. Like I've done every year for like 2 years, 3 years.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Forever. There was that year I got a one day pass, and it was very like, wow, just, this is big.
I just need to go and get my my East hoodie.
Yeah.
I don't think if East doesn't do it for me this year, maybe I'll do South. I think because South is cheap and it's from what I've read, it seems like more of a convention type of area.
No matter what though, I mean traveling anywhere else for another con is not cheap in my opinion.
No.
True.
Cuz like for South especially, you got to fly down to San Antonio unless you want to drive, but the drive is going to take you like 2 days to get down there anyway. And then you gotta, you know, stay over in a hotel, and then you gotta get your con tickets, and you gotta get all the stuff while you're at the con. So, it just feels, to me, it sounds like a more expensive thing than like a local one. I don't know.
East is just so popular, it's hard to get tickets.
That's the problem, yeah. But it's a great con, so whatever.
I'll have fun. I'll find a way.
Yeah.
Life finds a way! Is that all for the bitches?
I mean, that's all for me. So you can find me at Connor Fortin on Twitter and Connor Carnivore on the Xbox and the PlayStation. And you can find our music at EchoCraft.
You remember this thing?
On the places where you find music. Well, you see, Rob, what I do is I want to wait till the end to say it, like after we've talked about all our stuff. But then I get to you and you just say it. And I'm
well,
like, all right.
See, here's
fine.
The thing. Do you know what happens at the end of a podcast?
I just start shouting random shit at you.
No, well that
the music comes on.
When I stop listening, when I'm listening to podcasts, not our own, but when I'm listening to other podcasts, I fucking turn it off at that point. I'm like, okay, I'm good. See you later.
Fair enough.
Bye. So I want to make sure that Echo Crap gets their mention. That's all. I apologize.
All right. Yeah.
But
where can we find you?
Chief Whitebeard. Xbox One, I've been back on that for a little bit. I want to go back to PS4, but give me The Last Guardian, you son of a bitch.
Or give me some new stuff for fucking No Man's Sky.
Or that. That made me make care it, about that make game. It game.
Yeah. Make it a game.
Make it a game. Make it a game you said you were going to make. And yeah, that's pretty much just Chief Whitebeard across the world. Yeti Beard on PS4. Scott.
At SwartzS, Spike31589, and if anyone wants to give me game recommendations, I will gladly take them right now because I'm kind of bored.
True.
You can do that on our page or on our Twitter.
So our page is Turn-Based Explicit Adventure on the Facebooks, and our Twitter is at TVExplicitADV. And you can find us other places too, but just Google. Just use your Google fingers.
When's Rob going to play BioShock? I'm really looking forward to hearing this
stuff. We're figuring that out.
Soon.
We're figuring that out.
Yeah. We got this. There's things, logistics, time.
It's like one of those things where it's going to be like a few hour sitting to be able to get like enough content to, you know, splice together and put out for the people.
You said splice and you don't even know why that's funny. Talking about BioShock.
No, I don't know why that's funny.
You know why that's funny, right, Scott?
I do, splicers.
Good. Good.
Damn it.
You'll know. You'll find out.
You'll know.
You'll learn a thing.
I like learning the things.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to teach you a thing.
I'm
going to
teach
learn.
You the things. Remember, we can't miss any of the non-pickable collectibles.
Well, people, go fucking have a good week and fucking
give us a review or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Give us a review cool. on the podcast.
We really
now.
Haven't asked for them. I just want to know, like, what people
think.
Because
I don't want to be like a needy bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask a lot. I just figure, you know, hey, if you like it, go say if you don't like it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, post a review. Tell me that you hate me, because then I'll, you know, won't do anything about it.
I want to know how I can do better. Please tell me how I can do better.
Yeah. And if you like us, fucking tell me how much you like me.
Tell me how much you like me.
Hey. So,
can we end this? Because it's fucking hot in here and I want to turn the fan on.
Bye,
bye everybody!
I would ask you if you have a better idea, but frankly, I don't give a shit, so it doesn't matter. We'll watch the goddamn
I know you don't care about my opinion. I appreciate that.
It's not that I don't care. It's that you make me not care.
How do I make you not care? I really want to know. Is it just you both hate me?
No.
No. What? Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, Scott, some things before we start. One, if I get up to go to the bathroom
excellent
in the middle
segue
of it, just don't.
Hey, is it that you guys hate me? Listen, Scott, don't fucking do these things.
Some feedback. Some feedback. Don't comment on the fact that I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just wait.
I wanted to keep it real.
I get you.
It's not that he was going to the bathroom, but it didn't matter. Everybody poops.
And then the other thing, I'm going to talk about Red Dead Redemption. Don't jump right into the Rockstar thing. So.
We'll
get to that.
Zombie thing?
What?
Zombie Red Dead? Or just the
regular
the,
Red
the,
Dead.
The picture?
Yeah, regular Red Dead.
They posted that picture.
The two pictures.
There are two?
Dos Pictoros. Yes.
I missed posted what happened this week. What the hell happened this week?
They're playing the...
You gotta find out.
I kind of had shit happen in my life that I had to take care of. That I'm still taking care of. I'll probably talk about when we're on the podcast. Rockstar releases second Red Dead teaser image. It looks like a Magnificent Seven.
Exactly. I wonder if it's just GTA 5 with seven people instead of three. That'd be crazy.